You're listening to RPM Indian Alternative with Elena Vinyl, Jessica Heath, and Greg Brown on Lead Student Radio, showcasing the best music every week.
Students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Hi there, this is Eleanor and Jess. Greg is in, Liverpool this week.
He's on the Magical Mystery Tour.
So it's just us with your RPM Indian Alternative show ready to go for another week. If you want to get in touch during the show, you can tweet us at ThisIsLSR. Or give us a like on our Facebook page, which is RPM Indian Alternative.
That's right. That was just Grimes with California, taken from her latest album, Our Angels, I think.
Yep.
Released on November the 6th, so it's just a really recent release. It's really good. If you haven't listened to it, definitely check it out.
It's currently only available on streaming sites. I think it's on Apple Music and Spotify, but actually, if you want to get yourself a copy on CD or vinyl, I think that is December.
I'm not 100% sure. Gonna get in that vinyl, definitely.
My copy of Visions is so well loved, but
so pretty.
Yeah, brilliant. Can't wait. But next up, we have a new track called Jasmine from the Magic Gang, which it's quite different to their other stuff, but it's really, really catchy and has been going around my head all week. So let's give it a shout. Ooh, give it a shout.
That give it a shout. Give it a play. Shout along if you're enjoying it.
Yes, definitely. When I went to see them supporting Swim Deep, everyone was shouting along, and I'm sure everyone will be in no time as well because they are on tour soon. The Magic Gang with their new track Jasmine, which is out shortly.
The next few tracks are going to play kind of reflect the week that I've had, because I've been to see Witches on Monday at Hedger House. I think it's like the fifth time I've seen them, but it was definitely one of the better times. Like,
I still haven't yet. I'm really disappointed.
Really?
No, not at all. I was going to go, because the thing is, I've never really quite managed to get into them, but I feel like seeing them live would be one of those bands that I finally understand if I do see live. But
no, they're like really energetic. Like, I don't know, I wouldn't describe myself as a super, super fan. I just seem to always be there when they're on the stage. Like, I always see them at festivals, like, by accident. but they performed at Hedgerow, and it was a lot better than quite a few other gigs that I've seen at Hedgerow. Like, I was talking to Eleanor before, because we seem to be there literally every other day.
Yeah.
And they always seem to be, like, kind of standing around type gigs, looking cool. Like, they're never really
definitely
crazy. But we're going to play kind of a slightly older song by Witches.
But it's one that I actually really like. So.
Yeah, this is a classic. Like, as soon as this comes on at a gig, literally everyone goes crazy. And literally they did go crazy.
So without further ado, this is The Witches with Burn Out the Brutes.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, I actually had the privilege of seeing Waves last night at Belgrave, which is one of my favourite venues in Leeds, I think.
It's so nice. I've never actually been there for a gig, but we go there a lot for pizza.
Yeah, we do frequent the pizza queue quite a lot. But no, they were. It was insane last night. It was such a good atmosphere. I think it's sold out. Yeah, I think like the
it
fact
was
that it's
sold out,
out yeah.
definitely. I don't know how long
it was,
ago.
Yeah, but it was so crowded. Like, there's so many people waiting to get in, and people were trying to get tickets outside. And they just put on such a great show. Like, I was saying to Eleanor earlier, like, it was insane. There were so many people crowd surfing. Literally, like, everyone was on stage. They weren't stopping anyone. It was such a nice atmosphere. Like, usually, like, the kind of venue gets a bit kind of annoyed about people that are having too much fun and crowd surfing, like, jumping around. But last night, they just let anyone do anything. It was great.
Sounds like a fantastic night. does. Oh, I'm so jealous. No. Next up, we have a track from a band called Argyle, who are made up of, they're a three piece, and one of them is Soph from The Big Moon. I found out about them because I was wearing my Big Moon t-shirt at a gig, and the merch guy commented on it, and we were having a chat about Soph because I've met her before, and he said, oh, she's got this other fantastic band called Argyle, and I was like, okay, I'll check them out. Turns out they're really good, and they released a track this week which is called Sleeper, so here we go.
Thank you.
That was Our Girl with Sleeper. Next up, we have this week's Sounds of the City, which are coming to you from Manchester, because we were chatting last week and we were talking about the Stone Roses reunion and we were like, yeah, you know what? Let's go Manchester next week.
Yeah, definitely. If anyone's actually got a spare Stone Roses ticket out there that just wants to give it away to someone
free. Giveaways, we'll take them all in this office. but yeah, it's pretty expensive, so
it's like £70.
I know, it's mad.
I looked it up, I thought, oh well, maybe I'll consider it.
No, me too, but honestly, you'd be better off buying a ticket to tea, because
yeah, that's what I'm probably gonna do.
Yeah, like, or just keep my fingers crossed at the headlining Glastonbury, you know. Anyway,
can you imagine? That would be perfect.
Oh, exciting. Anyway, we're not going straight into Stone Roses. We have picked... It was really tough to pick Manchester.
There's so many good bands from Manchester. It's unreal.
So we've picked three that are all pretty key, but all...
Yeah, quite influential, solid. Yeah.
We're kicking off with Joy Division, because we wanted to have a band off Factory, because they were such an important and influential label. If you haven't heard much about Factory, then there's... loads and loads
so many documentaries
out there.
Films,
The 24 Hour Party People was the last one I watched on it, I think.
Good.
All about Tony Wilson and Factory. But also there was a really great documentary on the BBC called Story of Indie, which aired in three parts over the about a month ago now, but I think some of it might still be on iPlayer, so definitely check that out if you can. It was really, really good. So yeah, here is Joy Division with Transmission.
We'll be right back.
It definitely lingers, that outro there, doesn't it? We're waiting to see when we should say something, just to wait for the end to finish. Yeah.
Shout out right now to Greg, who is passing through Manchester while we're doing our little Manchester piece. So.
Yeah, it's so poetic. It's like almost like we timed it.
Absolutely. You know, it was meant to be. Next up, we have a track from the Buzzcocks, who are a pick of Greg's, actually, speaking of. I went for a track called Boredom, which is off their oh my gosh, it's called Spiral Scratch. Nobody kill me if I got that one wrong.
You said that like a quiz answer then, like, please.
No. EP, which was one of the first DIY records ever to be put out, which again I learned off this Story of Indie documentary a little while ago. But it was really interesting, a lot of people talking about how it was so influential, this EP, because the band put it together themselves and got it pressed, and basically everyone else after that was like, oh my goodness, we can just make music ourselves and put it out there, which is so important and basically the basis of indie music today, to be honest. So
very important indeed.
Yeah, we thought it would be appropriate. So here is some Buzzcocks for you. Was Boredom by the Buzzcocks. Next up we have Stone Roses. Yay!
Finally!
We chose to play Sally Cinnamon
because we adore it. Way! Released in 1987, I think, as a single.
We love it. We love Stone Roses. Again, if anybody has a ticket to spare, throw it our way. Tickets. Greg will probably want to come as well.
Yeah, we should probably like get Greg on, yeah.
But yeah, here is some Stone Roses for you. Mm-hmm.
Vipers never ever did invite us. Vipers never ever did invite us.
That was Yak with Alas Salvation, which is off their No EP, which came out on Friday. They're playing in Leeds on the 24th, I think. Yeah, Tuesday after, if my memory serves me correctly. But it will be a fantastic night. I think Hidden Charms is supporting them as well, who are another really good band who I've been wanting to see for ages. And Yak concerts are always insane.
That just hearing that song now making me want to go.
Oh, definitely. Like when I went to see them last time, which was in London just before I came up here, like their guitarist Oli Burslem was like just on the floor in the crowd, just like, kind of, like rolling around. It was like, okay, you do your thing. Like, everyone was so
That's
into it.
That's gonna be so sick.
And I met someone there who's like, yeah, normally they like smash up like organs, like instruments, not like hearts and lungs, on stage. Sorry, I just
good
I
to
just,
make that clarification. Just
I
in
just
case
had
anyone
this horrible
was wondering.
Image in my head, and thought I would share it with you all. But yeah, and they would like bring in instruments like just to smash up, which is
really what not even play them.
Yeah, just they sit on the stage and they smash them up. But it's all good fun, and it's a really amazing night. So definitely get yourself down to Brunel for that. Yes. Next up, we have a cover of Half Person by The Smiths. By The Twilight Sad, which is again a request from Greg.
Woo, Greg, shout out number two.
Yay! Hope you're still listening on the train.
Yeah, let's just pretend he is.
Which we thought fitted quite nicely because obviously we had our little Manchester trip this week, which is nice, and Greg's in Manchester at the moment.
Yeah, so why not continue the Manchester vibes?
And just go with a nice cover of The Smiths.
Mate, I'll get it right. Call me morbid, call me pale. I spent 6 years on your trail. 6 long years on your trail. Call me morbid, call me pale. Spent 6 years on your trail. 6 full years of my life on your trail. If you have 5 seconds to spare, then I'll tell you the story of my life. 16 clumsy and shy, I went to London and I picked myself another wife. WCA, I said I like it here, yeah, can I stay? Have a vacancy for a back scrubber. She was left behind and sad, and she spoke to me equally dead. She said, in the days when you were hopelessly good, and I just liked you more. And if you have 5 seconds to spare, then I'll tell you the story of my life. And 16 clumsy and shy, I went to London and I put myself another wife. And WCA, I said I like it here, can I stay? I like it here, can I stay? Do you have a vacancy for a back scrubber? Call me morbid, call me pale. Spent too long on your tail. Far too long chasing your tail. And if you have 5 seconds to spare, then I'll tell you the story of my life. And 16 clumsy and shy, that's the story of my life. And 16 clumsy and shy, that's the story of my life. And that's the story of my life. And that's the story of my life. That's the story of my life, the story of my life. That's the story of my life. That's the story of my life. That's the story of my life. The story of my life.
Oh,
that was The Twilight Sad with their cover of Half a Person for Greg, going out to Greg, who's gutted to be missing the show tonight.
Yeah, poor Greg, I feel really bad. He just messaged us that on our group chat. Aww. Poor Greg.
We love you. No. Well, we do. Next up, we have a track from Spring King, which was released a week or two ago now.
Quite recent.
Yeah. I love them a lot. They're really great guys.
So good. We saw them, didn't we?
We did.
I just remember that.
And then, I've seen them a few times because I saw them supporting Spectre as well.
They support Spectre?
Yeah, I had a chat with them.
My days. I get around.
Yeah, I know. We had a good chat. They asked me out for drinks, but I couldn't go.
Drinks!
No. This is their new track called Who Are You? They're supporting Slaves at... Beckett on the 23rd, I think. That'll be a night.
Yeah,
and
I think
a half.
That's sold out.
Yeah, but then again, if you can get yourself in, do it, because I think it'll be
climb
fantastic.
Through the windows. Yeah. Do a Clash.
Let's all just sneak in and crash the thing. Here's Spring King with Who Are You? Spring King with Who Are You? Next up, we had a track from a band called Animal House, who I found on DIY ages and ages ago, and they had a track called Sour that I really liked, and I wasn't 100% sure what they were doing for a while, but then their new track came up somewhere on Facebook, I think, and I gave it a listen and I really liked it. So
yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, it's a track called English Girls. It's
about us. Yeah. Oh, English Girls.
Because I think they're Australian, But
oh, are they? They're writing about English girls.
I think they're Australian, but then they relocated to Brighton. Because we were talking as well, and we've had like quite a lot of Brighton bands tonight. So as well as having a Manchester segment, we've had like a kind of Brighton bit on the side as well.
Entwined between.
Yeah, because Magic Gang of Brighton and the Witches as well.
Yeah.
So here is Animal House with English Girls.
Girl and mamacita, slick and senorita, definitely eager, the other practice major in a lovely, literate and honey, a history of fucking, but still the best around.
English Girls by Animal House. And next up we have a track from Diddy Daddy, who are a band that Jess found.
I played one of their songs on my other Girl Power show the other Sunday. Recently discovered them on DIY. They were kind of featured in the magazine. There was like a long article about them. They're from Canada.
Ooh, which is like always. Yeah, the Canadian band I can think of.
Oh, we should have done it for a Canadian feature.
Well, we can do them again.
It's fine.
I'm sure they've got loads of fantastic songs.
Yeah, but they've just released the video for this song, and it is called "The Touch" from their new album. So check it out.
Yeah.
That was Dilly Dally with The Touch, who we did have to interrupt just a little bit in order to squeeze in.
We ran out of time.
Saturday send off. Oh no.
We're so great with technology here, can't you tell?
Yeah. 8-year-old Christmas card vibes going strong.
They always are.
This week's Saturday send off is Rebel Rebel by the one, the only David Bowie, because
it's amazing.
It's just an absolutely huge banger. We hope you have a fantastic weekend. Again, like our Facebook page, and we will see you next week.
7 p.m.
Have a good one.